You're listening to the Moms Working Overtime podcast, the community of women you've been searching to find for so long. We bring together our mamas in waiting, brand new moms, stay-at-home moms, working moms, and the moms who maybe just have a little bit more experience than the rest of us. We're all here for community, support, and finding ways to show up better for our families each and every day. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I hope you love what you find on today's episode. Welcome back to the Moms Working Overtime podcast for what is typically your Monday night pep talk. And mamas, yesterday we had a day. Without going on a complete rant about my internet provider, I was almost done recording yesterday's episode while the kids were napping, and the internet went completely out in my hometown. Everyone was out. The businesses were out. It was just a total mess. But it didn't come back on until about 10 o'clock at night. And I was not about to re-record the episode at 10 o'clock at night. Apparently, I lost everything I had done. So a little bit frustrating, but it falls perfectly in line with today's episode and everything that I plan to talk about with you mamas today. First of all, I hope you're having a great week so far. Hanging in there. Hopefully everyone had a relaxing weekend. I know in motherhood that is almost impossible. So I just appreciate you all being here and how understanding you always are. I'm a mom just like you all in the trenches and sometimes just barely keeping my head above water, which leads me to what we're going to talk about today. And today's topic is gratitude state of mind, something that I've really had to focus on lately in my own life that I want to share with you all because I know that what I struggle with, you all struggle with, what you all tell me you struggle with, you're not alone. Typically, I and other moms are also struggling with you. And when it comes to gratitude, I was telling my ladies I work with one-on-one that I had a pep talk with myself the other night, and I need these just like you all do. I was getting really down. We are going on month 3 of this awful, awful sleep with our new little baby, 2 under 2 that both don't sleep is not a good combination, but just feeling really sleep deprived. It's all starting to add up. Had some stuff going on in my family, and overall, I just started to feel discouraged. I started to feel like, you know what? I don't know how I'm ever going to grow the business. I don't know how I'm ever going to focus on myself. I don't know how I'm ever going to be able to prioritize all of these other things because I just got caught in that black hole. And I know we've all been there. You get in this black hole of negative thoughts and negative breeds more negative. And so then you're just spinning your wheels trying to get out of this situation. Every day seems hard. Every day you go to bed at night and you anticipate that the next morning is already going to be a huge challenge. And there's just this sense of dread that starts to surround us in motherhood. And that is where I had to have a pep talk with myself. And I told myself, you know what? You're going to be sleep deprived. This is going to be a hard season. We knew this going into this whenever we had two babies so close together. And every season of motherhood is going to be hard in its own way. So kind of almost get it together, girl. Figure it out. It is what it is. And I think we all have these moments where we need to hear that a little bit and pull ourselves out of that black hole and just acknowledge that, hey, it is hard, but there's a lot of good to be there too. This is the beef that I have with a lot of mom accounts on social media. I tell you all this. First of all, I have so many social media accounts that are blocked or muted because if something is not serving you, you have to remember that what you consume impacts everything about your life. What you consume from a food standpoint, what you consume from a relationship standpoint, what you consume on social media all impacts you in a positive or a negative way. When I recognize that something is impacting me in a negative way, I'm like, nope, I'm out. And so I mute accounts. I don't necessarily block that many accounts, but I will mute left and right. Like, nope, I don't need to see this content. And my beef with that on social media, one of those types of accounts is the terrible motherhood accounts that everything is just so awful. The only way to survive is with, you know, all these glasses of wine and our children behave so terribly and we're constantly at our wits' end. And this is just the worst and hardest thing we've ever been through. I have to mute that because I can't live in that mindset. Motherhood is hard, but I'm not going to decide that that's all motherhood has to offer me is just this miserable experience that takes everything that I am. We have to balance I've joked about this with toxic positivity, right? Y'all know I can go on a rant about toxic positivity, but what you have to do is you have to balance the validation with the perspective shift, because in all reality, everything that you're feeling is very real. Everything you're feeling is very valid because motherhood is exhausting. The expectations put on you are really, really high, usually unrealistically high. There are way too many extracurriculars that our children are involved in that are just running us into the ground. Social media is killing our confidence. Social media is creating this space of comparison. This is a challenging season when it comes to your romantic relationships, and there's not enough time for you. There's not enough time for self-care and personal development and just recharging your batteries. All of this is so valid and very, very, very real. But it provides an opportunity for us to then have a perspective shift. And I challenge you to call yourself out on this, but I'm also here on the podcast to call you out on this, to make sure that we're keeping the right perspective, the right mindset when it comes to our motherhood experience, so that we can actually enjoy it. Because if you can't enjoy your motherhood experience, you are stealing a lot of years from yourself. You're stealing a lot of opportunities for joy from yourself. I think about this. I was actually talking to a friend over the weekend about this, the concept of counseling and of therapy, and how people approach it with two different perspectives. And the two different perspectives impact what you get out of it, of course. And so the first perspective, when someone goes to therapy or is pressured maybe to utilize something like counseling or therapy, is this person has nothing that they can teach me. This is a waste of my time. This person doesn't understand me. We don't vibe. And while there may be some validity there, if you go in with that mindset of this is not going to work, then you're probably not going to get much out of it. And then there's the second perspective that's really comes from a place of a growth mindset and is really positive and empowering. That is, hey, I'm here to learn the coping strategies. I'm here to grow from this experience. I'm going to accept help in an area that I know I need help. And I'm going to take as much away from this as I can. Who do you think leaves the experience feeling more fulfilled versus who stays miserable longer? It's going to be that person who goes in closed off with a negative mindset, negative perspective, saying, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to help me. And that's how I see motherhood, is we can either go into this experience thinking it's going to be miserable and constantly telling ourselves this is going to be hard forever, and doing what I was doing over the past couple weeks, which is, I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm truly never going to sleep again. How in the world am I going to do all the things I want to do in my day to day when I'm this run down? And I was living in that mindset, and I had to pull myself out of it and find the positive again and change my perspective. Because when it comes down to it, and we really think about our motherhood experience, we all wished for this in some way. There was something about this experience that we wished for or longed for at some point in our life. And for some of us, it was just wishing for this type of unconditional love that maybe we never knew. Maybe it was wishing for a family unit, wishing to have that spouse or significant other and those kiddos running around. Maybe it's wishing for the children in your lap, wishing for that baby in your arms, wishing for the child to interrupt your sleep. Whatever that might be, at some point in time, and maybe for years of your life before you were here, you longed for this. This is exactly what you wanted. And I remind myself of this. I'm telling you, when I'm sitting in the rocking chair with our baby, and it's like, well, if it was last night, it's 12:30 a.m., 2 a.m., 3:15 a.m., 4:45 a.m. And I'm sitting in the rocking chair with her, and I'm struggling. Like, full transparency, I don't hide anything from you all. I'm struggling. I tell myself, hey, Elena, I remember the days that we prayed for what we have now. This is me talking to me. Remember the days we prayed for what we have now. It's not fair to that past version of yourself to forget those feelings. It's not fair to that past version of ourselves if we don't stop and find moments of gratitude, just brief moments of gratitude, brief moments of thanksgiving. If you think about it, how many times in your life have you talked to God when things are bad? How many times in your life have you turned to God when things are hard and begged for strength, begged for an answer, begged for healing, whatever that might be? For me, it was begging for a child, begging for just the opportunity. Not only that, if you want to go back one step further, it was begging for the right person to have children with, begging, for that right person to be my partner in this experience. And God, please provide someone that, you know, I'm proud of, someone that I want my children to grow up and be like, and then begging for those children to be in our arms when none of it turned out as easy as we thought it should be. I prayed to God plenty when things were hard and weren't going my way. And I am sure many of you are the same way. That doesn't make us bad people. We just need a reminder sometimes. When's the last time you sat down and you thanked God and said, wow, thank you for giving me exactly what I asked for. Thank you for all these blessings. Thank you for this challenge. Thank you for trusting me that I could handle this. I bet it's been a long time, because sometimes we step out of a gratitude mindset because we are just trying to keep our head above water. And I get it. This is a difficult season. Whatever season you're in of motherhood, I don't even know what season you're in. And I'm talking to moms that maybe are just going through pregnancy. Maybe you have a newborn. Maybe you have toddlers. Maybe you have grade school kids. Maybe you're an empty nester. Every season of motherhood is difficult in its own way. But your difficult season is someone else's dream. And we have to remember that. That keeps me in a place of gratitude, because I get to receive DMs from women all over the world when it comes to anticipating motherhood or being in the trenches of motherhood. And I can tell you, I can guarantee you that at any given moment, there is a woman out there who feels like it is just a complete slap in your face. It slap in her face every single time that you or I talk about, oh my gosh, my kids got me up so many times last night. My kids are throwing tantrums. Oh my gosh, I need a break from my kids. My spouse is gone. My kids are driving me crazy. All those things that are so hard. It's not that they're not valid, but there is someone in the world right now that your difficult season is their dream life. I think that grounds us. That grounds me. That reminds me, hey, it ain't so bad, sister. And I need that in these moments. Seriously, you can ask any of my one-on-one clients. The past couple weeks have been so hard for me mentally. I'm like tapping out, man. I am so exhausted. I'm like, I don't see the end of this on top of life's other stressors right now. Holy cow. I'm like crying to my husband, trying to figure out what is our new schedule going to be if I truly only sleep 2 to 3 hours a night. What will our schedule be if this is my life long term? How are we going to make this work? And it's hard. It's hard in that moment to say, gosh, but I so appreciate this, but I do. And that's where the perspective shift is so important, to just stop and tell myself, hey, this is challenging. I'm so grateful to be the one chosen to go through this for my children. I'm so grateful to be their comfort. I'm so grateful to be in my shoes and even have this opportunity to be a mom. And it really grounds you and brings you back to reality in terms of, it ain't that bad. We can do this. And so what I want you to do today, this was kind of just a sit and chat with Elena. And, you know, this is the second time I've recorded this, so I'm really just hanging out with y'all at this point. But do me a favor, assuming you're not driving, because I know a lot of my mamas listen to these episodes while driving. And so do not close your eyes while you are behind the wheel. But if you aren't driving right now, I want you to just stop what you're doing completely. Okay. Take a really deep breath in, like fill your entire chest cavity. Your stomach expands. Close your eyes and exhale very, very slowly. And as you exhale, I want you to repeat this out loud. You may feel crazy, but I want you to repeat it. Thank you for this life. Thank you for my sweet babies. And thank you for the opportunity that I have to be their mom. Thank you. How long has it been since you said that? Whether you said it in your mind or you said it out loud, how good does that feel to lower your shoulders, to exhale, to truly relax? And for 10 seconds of your day, because it might be the only silent 10 seconds you have, mama, I get it. For those 10 seconds to just sit in gratitude, that's what you needed today. That's what I needed today. And I, you know what? I did it yesterday when I recorded, and I just did it right now, and I feel better already. It's just that moment of gratitude and saying, wow, thanks. Thanks for allowing me to be here. Whether you believe in God, you believe in the universe, you believe in energy, it doesn't matter. Something led you here. And every once in a while, it's nice to show a little bit of gratitude for that, to speak that out loud. And I want you to do this anytime that you forget just how lucky we are. I hope it helps you the way that it helps me, because mamas, this ain't for the weak. This is hard. It's so hard. And there are going to be seasons that challenge you. There's going to be seasons when maybe you talk on a podcast to moms every single week like me, and sometimes you feel like an imposter because, man, it is hard. But we're in this together. And my reminder for you that I'll give you every single time you come hang out with me on the Moms Working Overtime podcast, a reminder that I hope everyone you interact with in your day-to-day life tells you every single day is you are doing a really amazing job. We'll talk soon. If you loved this episode of Moms Working Overtime, do me a favor. Share it on social media or send it to another mom to remind her that you love her and that she's doing such an amazing job. There's nothing more incredible that we can do in this community than remind other mamas of their strength. I'm so glad you were here today, and just know that I appreciate you an overtime amount.